In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, please be seated. Let every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday, a day that carries the name based on the first part of the service, the triumphal entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. However, the events of this triumphal entrance are quickly turned around to the horrific procession of Jesus with his cross to Calvary. Today is a day of contrast. I can't help but share a story laden with contrasting images and an unexpected ending I hope you will enjoy. There was this old priest who was lay dying. He asked that two people be brought to him as he neared death. He sent a message for an Internal Revenue Service agent that he knew and his lawyer to come to the hospital. As they entered the room, the priest held out his hands and motioned for them to sit on each side of the bed. The priest grasped their hands, sighed contentedly, smiled, and stared at the ceiling. For a time, no one said anything. Both the IRS agent and the lawyer were touched and flattered that the old man would have asked for them to be with him during his final moments. However, they were also puzzled because the pastor never had any indication that he particularly liked either one of them. After some time, the lawyer spoke up. "It is such an honor for us to be here in your final moments. But we're both somewhat confused. Why did you ask us to come here?" The old priest muttered with all his strength and said weakly, "Jesus died between two thieves, and I want to go the same way." On this Sunday, we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Everyone is cheering him, giving him a hero's welcome. Finally, we have a leader, Jesus, the Blessed One, the Blessed King. Palm Sunday provides insight into what the Lordship of Jesus is all about. It gives us a window into what it means to be the Blessed King, the Holy One of God. And it's not about somebody who is going to bring a new political order. It's a reality about bringing a new order to our hearts. To understand what this means, we need to back up to the passage from Philippians. We hear in it, Jesus Christ is Lord, but it is because he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, becoming obedient to the point of death. Jesus is the Holy One of God because he could see beyond the triumphal parade to the painful parade to the cross, and he did not turn away. This is the kingship of Jesus. The saving, redeeming Christ is the Holy One who invites us to enter into his life and passion. He asks us to stop looking for the fun parade and to go deeper and discover our own kingship, our own blessedness. Where? In the empty places of our lives. He calls us to be like him and to embrace our own journey to Calvary and the crosses of our own lives. Are we willing to invite God into our lives in such a way that we can become obedient? Are we willing to empty our hearts of our anger, our resentments, our bitterness, and become obedient? Friends, it's easier for us to get on the bandwagon when things are good. The hard part comes after the parade, when we look a little farther and see ahead of us Calvary, and we obediently say yes to it. It is when we look ahead and see the Calvary of our own lives made manifest in our inability to walk, to hear, to see, to do those things we used to do but can't anymore, and say yes to those crosses. It is when we see the Calvary of our broken relationships in our families, or addictions that are destroying the lives around us, and say, "Yes, Lord, I put it in your hands." It is when we see the Calvary in our own death coming ever closer on the horizon, and we say, "Yes, Lord, thy will be done. Help me endure and carry this cross." As we enter this holiest of weeks that leads up to Easter, may it be a time for us to proclaim, "Blessed is the Holy One of God," but to do so by looking beyond the parade, to lift our eyes from looking down at the road, to see the Calvary that stands before us, and like Jesus say, "Yes," in obedience to the cross before us, and then with hearts and empty hands before God, with confidence we might proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.